This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back here in August of 2019. We're talking about no other than Abin Resources Limited. Trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF, and you can also find them on the TSX, the Toronto Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol ABN. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Jim Pettit. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
You know, you've been putting out a lot of press releases. I know you guys are doing a lot of drilling up there. That being said, how has the drill program progressed this year so far?
Well, this year has been pretty interesting in terms of, the amount of drilling we've managed to get. We're drilling deeper holes and we're drilling steeper holes. So we don't have as many holes to report on this year as last year, for example. We'll be in the mid-20s in terms of what we'll report this year. Last year, we drilled 30 holes. This year, it's more of a regional exploration program. We've moved away from the north boundary zone, which was giving us all that high-grade stuff last year. And the reason we're moving away from it and testing more structure as we head south on the property is we drilled at least 30 holes last year in the north boundary zone, which was where we hit high grade. And we drilled that many holes there because we only had 7 drill pads. And you build a pad and you put the drill on it, and we had 7 of those that could really hammer that north boundary zone with 30-plus holes in it. Now we know what's constraining it. We know a lot about it, and we're moving south. We're testing new structures with geophysics. We've done a very extensive mag survey, and we've got lots of structure to look at. We've got amazing alteration there as we head south. And for those that don't know, I mean, that's an indicator that tells you, you know, the type of environment you're in and the potential that you may have to hit more gold. We're hitting lots of gold, actually, lots of mineralization in all the holes, albeit lower grade, like anywhere from trace to 1.5-2 grams. But there is lots of it, which is amazing because it's relatively shallow. And that could turn into a very large bulk tonnage system if we keep going. So, you know, that's what we're looking at right now.
You know, the last report that I read, you guys were going like 4,000, 5,000 meters. Do we need to go deeper than that?
Well, no, we were going last year, probably the deepest hole would have been 300 meters deep. The hole might have been 400 meters long, that sort of thing. This year, we're steepening the angle of the holes and drilling deeper because there is structure down there we want to test. And, that at the end of the season, like we've finished drilling now, I'm just waiting on the balance of the assays to come back to us. And we will have drilled this year 9,600 meters, which is a lot of drilling. And last year, we drilled 10,000 meters. So we've really, we've got a lot of data and a lot of knowledge base now for this valley that we're in. It's a pretty extensive valley in terms of mineralization goes. There's a very large geochem anomaly running right through it, which is, it's a gold geochem anomaly. That's why we're hitting gold in all the holes. We may not hit the high grade that got the market really going the last couple of years, but we're hitting gold. And we're also starting to see something new in terms of moving into a zone that it looks like there's probably some very large porphyry systems below us. We've been working with these epithermal hydrothermal systems near surface that's carrying the gold. Because as we move south, we get more polymetallic. You get copper with the gold, you get silver, and plus you get some zinc showing up. And so that's kind of giving us an indication that there's a lot more going on there than we thought. And we've also hit into a new environment. And one of the holes that I announced last week or whatever it was, 10 days ago, at the bottom of that hole, we hit into what I call the escape formation, which is that horizon that all the old miners looked for in the area over the years. That was where the Escape Creek that was what they're mining. And that when they discovered Eskay Creek, for example, that was one of the richest gold mines and silver mines in the world. It was spectacular. So this was a horizon that everybody wants to hit, but, you know, it's elusive, and we have, you know, tapped into it. So when we go back next year, we're going to be doing some serious studies through the winter, and we're going back next year, and we'll be doing some deeper drilling and really looking at this. Because if that's what we hope it is, that's kind of like the holy grail in that whole region.
The project we've been talking about is the Forest Kerr project. That being said, what have we learned from the exploration program to date?
Well, we're looking at an area that's pretty rich with mineralization. It's a question of getting a handle on what kind of a system we're looking at, the structure. And we can tell by the alteration in the geochem and certain areas there that we're getting close to a heat source, which would be a possible feeder system. So it's, to us, you know, the more we study it, the more we learn. And I've got 7 more holes to report over the next probably 2 weeks. We're learning, we're onto something. It's just going to take more work. And in the scheme of things, I mean, we've been there 3 years, but really it's only 3 months a year that we can drill up there. So we're barely covering 1 year's worth of work.
Well,
that
almost brings me to my next question. You know, the weather, you know, so what are the plans here for the fall and winter?
Well, I've got another project that I'm looking to get back at. It's in Saskatchewan. It's something, and that's the best time to drill is through the winter in Saskatchewan. It's flat, it's lake country. And it's very, you know, we're closely set to where SSR, which used to be called Silver Standard, they're drilling up in the same area. They actually have a mine.
And then that's the Chico project.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can get up there in the winter, and it's good to drill in the winter there. It's you can use a skid to move the drill around. All the lakes are frozen. And it's much easier because in the winter it's tough. Everything's helicopter support.
Your market cap's at $7.6 million. Your stock price down a little bit at 6 cents. I want to give you the last words. What do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview today?
You know, the price of gold came up. It's moved up since May, $300 or so, and that's created a lot of new eyes on the gold sector. It's also increased expectations. So as you saw our stock fall off this year, it was because of not announcing the same high grades we did the last 2 years. That kind of spoiled the market where we would report 10 meters of 38 grams, that sort of thing. What we're hitting now is a lot longer intervals of lower grade, much lower grade, but it's still there. So all of a sudden, you know, instead of a very high grade area or deposit potential, we could be looking at bulk tonnage deposit potential. It's still there. It's still gold. It's, it's kind of where we want to be.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Abin Resources Limited. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. My guest today has been Mr. Jim Pettit. Jim, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. It's always a privilege to have you on here. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update on some of those essays and reports that you're getting from under the ground.
Absolutely.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.